Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Could you put a used vibrator on Craigslist?
I don't see why not.
I was masturbating the other day, and
do you know when you have one of those masturbation sessions that's just so fucking good?
This is the tough part. This is where people, you know, really fuck up in relationships. They're not willing to be honest with themselves as well as the other person.
Hello, everyone. Well, I'm back at it, sort of. just trying to get some of my input out there as I'd like to do. But, you know, I wanted to kind of start off with something funny because the last podcast was so heavy and it took me a while to actually want to get back on here to start talking again. But one of the things I got to tell you, one of the things that motivated me is that the heaviness of the podcast that I've left hanging out there as my last one. And I've had several people contact me and, you know, they're referencing the podcast in some way, shape, or form, right? And I'll say, and these, a lot of these people are new people, they just started listening. And I'll say, well, start at the beginning. Don't listen to the most recent one. It's a little heavy. Trust me, it's just a little heavy. You just don't want to start there. I'm thinking, oh my God, what are these people going to think? They're going to listen to this and just go, nice. This is supposed to be a sex podcast, a podcast about your sex life, and you're talking about this stuff. Anyway, okay. Sort of still on that note, but not completely. Getting a little bit more into the humorous, funny, sexy side. As I'm going through my mom's stuff, and, oh my God, see, like, she's probably just, like, ready to strike me with a lightning bolt right now because I'm going to tell the story. I'm going through my mom's stuff. I was actually looking for something. My mom likes to hide things, so I'm specifically trying to find, actually, pages of her trust. for some reason, she hid the financials. Don't ask. That's like the way she is. And I'm going to find all of her missing diamond earrings and everything that she's hidden over the years as she's traveled. Because she traveled a lot. And so she would just hide things and then in pockets and things like that. And so you can't just go through and quickly throw shit out. You have to get every little crap. Anyway, so I'm doing this, you know, kind of checking the obvious places in drawers, underneath sweaters, in between sweaters, things like that, like for this paperwork. And, you know, because the fiduciary needs it, right? And so, what do I come across? But, of course, a dildo. And I take it out and I look at it. I know this. I grab in there and I'm like, oh, what's this? It's like a satchel covering it. It's a nice, soft little satchel. Well, not little, because it's not little. But you know what it is? It's a Mr. Bunny. Well, I have a Mr. Bunny, but mine has the old ass wires attached to it that crimp and, you know, cause you problems. I mean, I've got like this remote control, you know, the controller attached. It's wireless and it's, you know, I'm like, good on you, Mom. I'm not the same, by the way, vibrator that I found years and years ago when I was snooping through her closets. I found one back, but it was not really sophisticated. Anyway, this one, yes, I'm like, oh my, I'm looking at it going, hey, I've been wanting one of those. And for a second it crossed my mind. I was like, oh no, what the fuck are you thinking? You cannot repurpose this. No way, no how. So I did have a funny thought about what to do with it. And I think I'm going to do this because this will be a great podcast when I get the results. But, and it made me laugh my ass off. So what I was thinking about doing was actually putting an ad on Craigslist, and I shit you not. And so the ad's going to say, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll put it under, like, estate sale. And it'll say, you know, maybe various items from around the world. This one's from China. Gently used, in need of a good home. Must have references. Sold to the highest bidder. Or free to a good home. I do not know why. What is going on with my sick sense of humor right now? But I'm finding that so fucking hilarious. And I was talking to someone about this, and I just said, I have got to do this. I mean, literally, could you put a used vibrator on Craigslist? I don't see why not. And I think the responses I get will be hilarious. Maybe, what if I get no takers? Nobody wants it. No bites. But you never know. And then I'm going to put a pre-qualification, like, you know, it must be, you know, must have experience, not for newbies. You just don't go diving into Mr. B if you don't know what you're doing. Now that brings me to the next thing. And this was not my mother's Mr. Bunny, by the way. Let me just clarify that, okay? I don't want any weird, fucked up, disgusting emails about this. I was masturbating the other day. And do you know when you have one of those masturbation sessions that's just so fucking good? Like, the neighbor should have been smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke. I wanted to smoke a cigarette. I wish somebody would have been in the room just to witness just the true skill that was going on in my room that day. I don't know what came over me. I was horny as fuck, and I had to just go for it. And, you know, and when you get that way, you're like, well, what do I want to do? And I went for Mr. Bunny. Now, maybe my mom motivated, maybe there's a, like, coming across her has motivated this in some strange way, you know, I don't know, but I grabbed mine, which has the wires to the remote control. So it's a little more antiquated, but oh my God, let me tell you, I forgot why I fell in love with that thing at 22, because it's amazing. I mean, like, for your very first vibrator, that was my very first dildo. Yeah. I'd never had a sex toy before. And an older friend of mine, she's, might've been 5 years older, for my birthday, she sent me a Mr. Bunny. Oh my God. Changed my life. My boyfriend was jealous of it. He wanted me to throw it away. I was like, nope, nope. He even actually gave me an ultimatum, by the way, you know, back then. It's me or him, me or Mr. Bunny. I was like, sorry, you got it. You know, I'm keeping it. Anyway, that's a different story. But yes, so back to my session. Oh my God. I mean, it was like a spiritual experience. It was phenomenal. I mean, I was right there in the moment. I was calling up all of my best, like, fantasies / you know, reliving encounters, and oh my God, it was so good. It was one of those where I was so ready to come right away from the get-go, but I was edging myself so that I could extend it and just make it go and go and go and just think about, you know, take that opportunity to think about anybody and everybody that I could that, you know, ever turned me on or I ever had a hot, sexy encounter with. I just, yeah, it was amazing. Amazing. I mean, sometimes then I'm like patting myself on the back, like, I am fucking good. God damn, I'm good. I'm, I'm, I'm good in bed with myself and someone else. All right, there you go. You heard it here. So that was very fun. Unfortunately, this is not leading anywhere other than I've just been completely solo sexual, I guess, if you want to call that, which is really awkward to be talking about because here I am supposed to be, you know, on my sexual road trip and I'm just driving alone here. It's just kind of me and my toys. I want to get back in the saddle. I want to get back out there. I just right now, you know, don't have, I don't know. It's really strange. How do I explain it? Like the drive is there. I mean, obviously I'm horny as fuck, you know, and I've talked to, you know, so many of the, just, you know, the guys that I've seen before, you know, that are just reaching out, wondering, you know, when they can see me, what's going on, you know, that kind of stuff. I am just not, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I'm kind of wondering who is going to be the one to just bust me out of this. You know, who is going to just push me over the line? Because so far I've been just really sort of, I don't know, I guess protective of myself, not able to want to go there, probably because I feel like I'm sort of really, really emotionally open and vulnerable right now. And it's got to go one of two ways. It's got to be with somebody that I really trust and can go there with, or maybe I don't trust them so much, but they push me there. Or somebody just completely knew that I just, like I mentioned before, like, don't give a two rips about, you know, and I can just lay into them. And in a way, you know, that's kind of selfish, but I could go that way too. It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds and what sort of gets me back out there. But I do have the desire, you know, I do have the drive. It's just, you know, who or what's going to push me over the edge right now? I don't know. You know, I don't know, but shit. I mean, if I just keep masturbating the way I did the other day, my God, I could really, I mean, that's one for the books. I'm going to remember that session. That was hot. So hot. Like I said, it's too bad. That was just, not, I'm not going to say wasted on myself, but that nobody else got to experience that. Oh my God. I think that would have been, that if somebody else would have been in the room with me, oh my gosh, no doubt. I would have fucked their brains out. I would have ripped their clothes off in a heartbeat. But then I would have had my lovely little self-love episode. And I think I kind of needed that. But the truth is, oh God, I'm going to say it right now. Here it is. I haven't, this is embarrassing. The last time I had sex was maybe, was right before Christmas. And I talked about that on another podcast. And that was not, again, that was not even expected. And I really, you know, slowed down towards the end of the year because, again, you know, with everything going on with my mom, I just was so focused on her and taking care of her and spending time with her, you know, and I would not change that. You know, but that's where I was at. That's where it was. So there was very few encounters leading up to the end of the year. And then But the last time was close to the, you know, right before Christmas. And yeah. Gosh. And we're almost going into March right now. By the way, it's 5 in the morning. I have been up since, I don't know, I fell asleep kind of early by accident. And then, you know, sometimes it happens to me. I get on the couch, I get so comfy, I can just, you know, fall asleep. And I woke up about 12, tried to go back to sleep. I wasn't able to. Ugh, awful. So then, of course, I just got up and started to work, which never, that doesn't put me back to sleep. Anyway, so here it is, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm podcasting. Good morning, everyone. Yes, thank you for listening. So, you know, I'm slowly getting back out there, and it's weird the reaction that I'm having to it. So I'll get on, you know, back on. I finally, after I think a couple months or so, logged back into my little hookup site, my little online hookup site. And first of all, there was a shit ton of messages on there, like 70. And at this point, some of them were months old. I'm like, okay, do not even fool yourself here. You cannot be responding to these people 2 months later, like nothing, you know? So I just cleared it out basically because I'm like, okay, let's just reset this. Let's start at ground zero. And, you know, and then I'm watching the problem with this site is you can't just log in and maybe return some messages and not have them start coming in. So really, since I've gotten back on there, I can't keep up with it. And I will literally get on there right away, get on there and try to just, you know, do a couple messages back to people. And then they start coming in. And my problem is I feel compelled. I feel like I need to respond to people, at least say thanks or hi or whatever. So a lot of times I just sort of chicken out and log out. But so that's sort of been my MO right now. So I'm sort of toe dipping again back into it. But if I think back, you know, that's where I started with this when I very first got on there, was I would get on and it was so funny. I didn't even have a picture up. It was just a little shadowy figure. that gave you like a female outline, so you knew it was a girl. And I mean, boom, 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 you know, you're getting these messages and you're just like, holy shit. I mean, I hadn't said really much about myself. So I'm not trying to say like, I'm not patting myself on the back here. Oh, guys are just flocking to me. No, it's just that, you know, you get on there and now that I do have an established, you know, profile with information and pictures, you know, it just, when you get on there, the site has so many guys, you know, the ratio of guys to girls is so skewed that, you know, when you're on there, you really do get bombarded. So sort of toe dipping back is hard to do on that site, but I'm trying. And I'm, you know, I don't know. It's weird. I keep thinking, okay, just maybe you just need somebody totally new that where you don't have to talk very much about yourself. You don't have a history with them. You don't, you know, it could just be very, very, very surface level. And then other times I'm thinking, you know, no, I think that's going to take somebody that I know to sort of like ease me back into this and dust the cobwebs off. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. That's a toss up. We'll see where it lands. I'm seriously just on the fence. I don't know. could just take the right, like I said, I see maybe a higher likelihood of somebody that I know already, that I've been with already, that I'm comfortable with, you know, where I can sort of just, it's not a big deal, rather than somebody completely new, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. You know, it's kind of interesting that as I'm back on there, one of the things that I was talking to one of my friends about was, you know, how much do you tell people? And I've always, as I've mentioned before on this podcast, like I've always erred on the side of caution, you know, where you just disclose, you know, what you're about, what you're looking for. Don't, you know, don't bullshit. And it's funny because, you know, we're talking about it and he's telling me, he's confirming for me, like, yes, this is why I do what I do. Why I'm just upfront with people and honest with them is because, you know, if you're not, it's just going to lead to something ugly or disappointing, or, you know, I don't want to be, I'm not the bad guy here, you know, just because I like having sex and I want to, you know, up to this point, you know, I have been forthcoming about wanting to see other guys and not be monogamous and, you know, all that, putting it out there, just like, here's what I'm looking for. And then also going one step further and saying, by the way, I also, you know, blog and podcast anonymously about this stuff. And I may talk about you. I'll change your name, or I won't, you know, won't give away any like major details, but yeah, you know, I mean, this is part of my experience. If you become part of my experience, you're going to be talked about. And it's interesting because the reason that we're having this conversation is because he's kind of saying, yeah, you know, I could have been more upfront, I think, you know, would be a fair statement. I could have been a little more upfront. And that's, you know, that's causing some, because, you know, he wasn't, it's sort of leading to some issues. And, you know, I think that is so true. You know, I mean, hello, how many podcasts and how many times have I talked about, you know, if somebody was dishonest with me, how that made me feel. And just even though this is a casual thing, you don't like it, you know, it doesn't feel good. And so I think probably one of the things that's standing in my way the most right now is not so much, is that I can't just get on there, even if it's somebody new, and say, act like something that I'm not, you know, pretend that I'm not going through something really strange right now, that I'm not, you know, reluctant or hesitant about things, and that, you know, or pretend that, you know, losing my mom isn't affecting my moods or my sex drive or my, you know, ability to want to be close with someone or not close with someone. You know, it is a bit of a driving force right now. And so it's probably better now that I'm talking this through, it's probably better that I just maybe see somebody, you know, that I already know, you know, so it's not this heavy garbage dump on somebody new, you know, about why I'm distant. Yeah, I don't feel like starting. I don't know if I want to start from ground zero, but again, I mean, well, who knows? I think this is going to be the as I get back into the swing of things, this will be the year where it's just like, hey, very little expectations. You know, I ended the year saying I wanted more intimacy. You know, I felt like I'd done my really guarded year. I'd been very guarded. And, you know, going into the end of the year, you know, I was really thinking I wanted more intimacy. And I still do. I'm not saying that I don't. I still do. That there, it just may be a little slightly harder for me to pull off with, you know, with the loss that I feel, because that makes me a little more, you know, guarded. But maybe with the right person, it won't be. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't, yeah. Again, you know, who knows where I'll land. I'll stay tuned for that. But I did want to end with, I got an interesting question, and I'm not going to put this in the Q&A because I feel bad. This guy sent me an email or a message on my website. Not an email, but it kind of comes through like an email. That's how I see it. It's a message, but at any rate, and he has a question about, his girlfriend. And let me see here. I'll read it. It says, I just stumbled upon your podcast today for the first time. And oh my God, I was so turned on and got hot. I had to listen to it all day. You have a very sexy voice, and all of your sexual wants and openness is so amazing. My question is, my partner has like zero sexual drive. She never wants to fuck or mess around or anything, and I'm quite the opposite. Back in my single days, I did a lot of wonderful, great fucking for sure. I love that. Wonderful, great fucking. Good. But the question is, how do I deal with all my sexual frustration built up? And two, what is your body type? I'm trying to get a picture of your body in the things you describe on your podcast. I hope to hear back from you. Thanks. And he calls himself Bob. And then in quotations, he says, obviously an alias. Okay, Bob, obviously an alias. Well, first of all, I know you submitted this a while back, and I'm sorry it's taken me a while to answer you. Thank you for your patience. As a side note to you, I'm going to email you back and I will send you a picture of my body. And then you can tell me, you'll describe it back to me, what you think of it. And it won't have my face because, of course, I try to stay anonymous, but I'll send you, just because I think you sent this closer to the end of the year, and that's right when the stuff was going on with my mom, heavy stuff. So I wasn't really getting back to people. So I'm going to send you a picture, which I have never done, to somebody that I wasn't considering fucking. So there you go. Happy belated Christmas. Now, to answer your question about your girlfriend. Well, I would say, honestly, I think that your sexual desires are not aligned. And if sex is important to you, you need to go out and find somebody who mimics that. You shouldn't, I don't know how long you've been together. I don't know a lot about of, you know, why she's not sexual or doesn't want to be. But the way you wrote this makes me sound like you're younger. And, you know, this, you referenced your great, you know, your wonderful, great fucking in your single days. I think you have a lot of single days ahead of you. And you really should be exploring and having a lot of fun right now. That's what this time in your life is about. And if the person that's what dating's all about. It's really to find out if you're a good match. And if you're not a match on a sexual level, if that's important to you, you need to be honest about that and possibly move on. Excuse me. I do have sort of a, pardon me, I have a bit of a sore throat kind of congestion thing going on here. So if you're noticing, you know, if you're hearing it, that's what it is. But I think you should, and also just have a conversation with her about it. What does she say? I don't know. You know, I didn't get enough, there's not enough information here for me to, I'm not trying to, you know, diss her in any way. I don't really know. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're bad in bed, Bob. You know, I mean, are you doing things to satisfy her? I'm not sure. But, you know, first of all, it's got to obviously start with open dialogue and a conversation. And if you can't have that with her, you know, that's kind of on you. So you need to reach out to her and ask her, you know, and see what's going on. And you know, and if it's something that you, if you love her and you care about her and you want to work, try to work it through, give it a shot. But at some point, you know, if your interests don't get aligned, you really have to be, this is the tough part. This is where people, you know, really fuck up in relationships, is that they're not willing to be honest with themselves as well as the other person. And you have to be able to say, you know, this is important to me. And this makes us not so good of a match. And I'm not going to sign up for, you know, years to, you know, potentially, you know, if you're looking for a spouse, you know, potentially the rest of your life with a mediocre or lackluster or no sex life. That's a jail sentence, guys. I mean, we don't want to do that. So, Bob, really, open dialogue. Have a conversation. Ask a lot of open-ended questions. Make her feel comfortable with being able to express herself to you and get to the bottom of it. And then you, and then once you have enough information, you know, then you really, again, take that information and you got to be honest with yourself about what you uncover from there. All right. Well, I hope that helped. Again, Bob, I apologize. Bob, obviously an alias in parentheses. I hope that helps. And, let me know. I mean, follow up. I'm going to send you an email. Follow up with me. I want to know how this lays out. I mean, what happened here? And you got to give me more details. I need to understand, you know, a little bit more. All right. Thanks, Bob. Keep me posted. Okay. That's it. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.